You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America, to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, working in conjunction with the Author Channel, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Dan Manganelli, the founder and owner of the Manganelli Group, and coaches and mentors thousands of salespeople all over the country. Dan is the author of the book, Shake It Up, Bold Dreams and Big Choices on Your Road to Success, and also Wake Up, Jumpstart the Life That You've Always Had in Mind. Mr. Manganelli, a pleasure to have you with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be here, Eric, and thank you so much for the time. Looking forward for some fun stuff.
Most definitely, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you per your expertise in all regards today. So for starters, and for those wanting to start a business or launch a new career, the idea is certainly a scary one. What are some of your key tips for getting the process started to shake things up in your life?
Yeah, that's a great question, Eric, and this is a tough one because, you know, change equals stress and uncertainty for no one. And I'm in a change no matter what it is. If you're starting a new business, going to a new school, starting a new job, anything, it's going to be scary. So as I said, change does equal stress and uncertainty, but in life it's necessary for people to grow to any new level. I think the biggest changes we've all had in our lives, have come, a lot of them negative in some cases. You know, negative loss of spouse, loss of house, loss of money. But I get to talk to people across the country, and every time they'll say something that I am who I am today because that happened, because of that change. Now, I'm big on that. No, those changes kind of happen to you. I'm really big on making those changes happen for you, not to you. So to answer your question, if you're looking to take on that challenge and start a launch, maybe a new career, there's three key components that I always talk about. It's analyze, plan, and execute. Analyze what you know about the challenge or the startup or what you're going into. You have to analyze it. You have to see it. You have to know what it is. Talk to people that have been around and analyze if it's right for you. Do enough research. And the next part is the plan. I think people want to just kind of come into a plan and think, I have the next best idea, or what I'm doing, I could go on my own. It's got to be a written plan. It's got to be concise of exactly what you're trying to do and what needs to be done. And here's the other part, that in your plan, you have to put who can help you. I really believe that success leaves clues. And whatever you're going to start, if you're launching a new business, there's a lot of people that have done it prior to you, successful in other parts of the country or just friends that you might have known. So who can help you in your plan is what you need to look at. Now, the tough one on the third one is the execute. Now, there's a lot of places where people get stuck because they have a detailed plan but an unclear execution. I take it like the execution part like a goal. A great plan but not good action is not going to go anywhere. So the question you want to ask yourself is what action and what execution you're going to take. And the execution is really comes from what separates the average from achiever. Okay, so when you're executing, you're going to have to stick to it. And face it, if you could keep yourself accountable, everybody'd already be doing it. That's why you need some portion in the execution. When I said success leaves clues, help you with the execution, see what worked, but take your own twist of your belief of what you're going to start, but you've got to take action and you got to execute and stick to the plan, because a lot of people don't. They have a plan, it's written, but there's always something that comes up that can stop you from sticking to the plan. So again, analyze, plan, execute are the three biggest things I'd say if you want to start and make some things to shake up your life.
Dan, you also say that success is having a defined purpose and measurable benchmarks. Can you get into that a little further?
Yeah. You know, I think you have to define why you want to have success. The first part of the definition of your purpose is you have to define. It has to be the definition of why. Why do you want, if you're going to do adventure and stuff, why do you want to do it? And what it means to you, your family, your life, and what is your purpose? Is it congruent with your purpose of your life? Now, that's the part of the defining your purpose. Now, the next part is, how do you measure your performance along the way? This is kind of funny. When you're kids, I have a 12-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 3-year-old. And when you're kids, you all receive what? Every kind of quarter or twice a year, four times a year, whatever it would be, you get a report card. It's a grade on a performance on how you're towards your success of whatever the class might be. If it's spelling or math, you can grade yourself to know how you're doing. And then you work on the parts, how you define again in your measurable success. So that's how you measure success. Now, as we become adults, we never grade ourselves anymore. You have no real measure. A lot of people's measure is their bank account or maybe the new car they bought or something they have. There's not a measuring daily or weekly of what it is. Now, again, grading yourself daily is important, and I believe it's an activity that's possible to do. Now, we all have some sort of planner or task list. We use Franklin, some use Daytimer, some use Outlook, some use technology, but there's usually for someone that wants to go to the next level, you have a task list. You have the things that you want to accomplish within the course of a day, a week, a month. I'm not talking about goals. I'm just talking about the daily activities you have. With that, I believe you should grade yourself. I believe that you put A, B, C, D, or F next to the activity at the end of the day. If it was to get something or close a sale or start something new, you can grade yourself knowing you know yourself better than anybody else. Was it an A? Did I close a sale today? Did I actually do and work completely hard on this activity? Or was it a B, C, D, or F? Some of it could be F. And this is a bold thing for a lot of people that I coach, is when you kind of see and you grade yourself, you know, and you're a little harder on yourself than anybody's going to be hard on you if you really want to succeed, and you're putting an F on there because you did nothing today on activities for the plan that you wanted to accomplish. So grading yourself in measurable accomplishments daily is important. Because you're never going to push yourself to do this unless your purpose, your why, which I said in the beginning, a defined purpose, you won't do those things unless your why pushes you to that. Because it's going to happen when you're at a point where things get difficult. And a lot of times that's when people quit, is when things get difficult. So you have to have measurable benchmarks, but your purpose has to pull you so far to that benchmark each day that you want to accomplish it.
Many people lack the confidence to shake up their lives as we know. What is the truth about setbacks and luck when we try to become more successful?
Yeah. In the things that I do and the people that I coach across the country, I see, you know, crowds of people, you know, hundreds, thousands, whatever it might be while I'm speaking. And I have this really belief when I'm standing there that I do think everybody there wants to have more, do more, and be more. But what stops people in the setbacks is their past always seems to haunt their actions. Things that happened in the past, failures that happened in the past, you want to get to that level, but you see exactly what happens when you have the confidence because it shakes your confidence. So a lot of things I do is I relate it to, again, I'm blessed that I get to coach my children's sports. My 12-year-old plays football and baseball. My 10-year-old plays softball. My 3-year-old plays soccer, but it's kind of soccer where you have a pack of bumblebees running around. It's kind of tough to coach. It's more a little bit babysitting, but awfully fun to do so. So I'm blessed I get to do that. And doing that, it's not much different than coaching successful people or people that want to go into the next level. Now, I say a lot to each team that I coach, the only way you're going to get better at softball is by playing softball. That means you're not going to be great today, and we have to practice the things to make you better. But the only way you're going to go through the setbacks is you got to realize that they are going to happen. You're going to drop a ball. You're going to strike out. You're going to miss it. It's going to go through your legs. But the only way to get better is by defining the mishap, right, and working to fix it. And then practicing to get better on fixing it, and then you're looking at mechanics. As you said in the beginning, what the truth about setbacks and the luck comes when you put yourself in a position to do the things right, you seem to always be a lot luckier. So most quit when it gets difficult, as I said. And when I coach people, I tell people, just get excited when it gets difficult. Let me explain that. And they'll look at me and say, you're kind of crazy. What do you mean, exciting when it gets difficult? That's the hardest part of the time. It gets difficult. No, that's because when everybody else quits, right? Think about diets. Think about going to the gym. And when it gets hard, people just want to quit. It's weird. So if you think about yourself, when it gets difficult, get excited because your competition goes down by 80 to 90%. If you could push yourself back, push yourself through the difficult and the changes, you're going to have remarkable success. And what I'm talking about is when people are in this and the setbacks they have and they want to push themselves, that's when most people quit, when they get what I call in my first book, wake up the winner's feeling. when your hands start sweating, when your stomach starts churning, and your voice starts cracking, and you're trying to make that outbound call to somebody, and you don't know what they're going to say. And that's what I call the winner's feeling. And the reason why is you're just about to win, but you have to push past that. And that's the part you just asked me about, is what's the truth about setbacks. You're going to have to do that. And you might not be great at it at first, and you might fail at first, but you're going to have to figure out to get better. And there's only two choices, either quit doing it or getting better. First time I spoke in front of a crowd, I didn't realize that, you know, one of the biggest things in the world is the fear of public speaking. I didn't know that. And I found out pretty quick I wasn't that great at it. But until I was able to do it and fine-tune it and get better at it, and if I really wanted to, my two choices were is to get better at it or stop doing it. And if you believe in that, the setbacks are only going to help you get better if you can figure out to tweak them. But again, accountability is important. If you could keep yourself accountable, you'd already be doing it. So you have to find a way to help keep yourself accountable.
Tremendous information shared here today. We are joined by Dan Manganiello, the founder and owner of the Manganiello Group, and the author of the books, Shake It Up, Bold Dreams and Big Choices on Your Road to Success, as well as Wake Up, Jumpstart the Life That You've Always Had in Mind, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Manganiello, anyone is certain to face many challenges when making a big change in their lives, as you well know. What's your advice for remaining calm and maintaining your focus? I'd love to hear your input on that.
That's a great one. I mean, I know in the political atmosphere we are right now, I'd like a lot of people to remain calm and a lot of things that are happening. So to get someone to maintain calm when the challenges happen in their lives, I'm big on saying to people that you have to respond, not react. And the biggest part of human nature is to react when something goes wrong. And there's so much energy, and it's usually negative energy from that reaction. You find fault, like you're going to get extra money from it. You start blaming people. You start yelling. You start telling people around you about things because your reaction is just so emotional, and you get emotionally involved in what happens. And it's really tough when the changes happen in your life not to do that, because what happens is you pull other people into it. And some people, like most of them, will think like, well, that problem's better, worse than mine, so I feel better about myself. But the thing you have to do is really focus on respond. And most of the time when you respond with a solution. Right? I mean, if you're going to think about something and all of a sudden bad happens, whatever business you're in, someone calls you and says, we're not buying, or you're starting something up and it's not happening. The first thing emotionally is to get upset, to find out who did it, who broke it, why is it happening, and start telling people about it to try to make yourself feel better. I'm really big on you have to respond. Respond quickly, but it has to be the time for solution-oriented. You recognize the challenge by focusing on the solution. The more you get solution-focused, and I know it's easy to say because it's hard to do. When something happens in our life, the first thing we want to do is react. And you get that heat that rises to your head, and it's just never good decisions are made under reaction. In relationships, in business, in family, everything you look at, when it's such a reaction, you have a lot of people that go back and go, I didn't mean that, or man, I overreacted. Now, when you respond, you think and you respond with solutions. And again, remember, the more people that you get involved in whatever change that's going to happen that you are reacting to, the more time it's going to last. So you can take something, and some people are stuck in that for years because they're telling the same story of how it affected them, and this is why who they are today, because that happened. I believe you are where you are today because that's where you choose to be. It's a choice. So to answer that, and there are many challenges, and you're right, I would say definitely you want to respond and not react.
Lastly, Mr. Manganiello, for those who do end up finding a more successful and rewarding life, and that's certainly a good problem to have, what's your advice for keeping that going, and what are the next steps once you've reached your goals?
Yeah, this is a big one, right? Because I'm blessed that, again, I get to coach some successful people. How do you keep them on when they reach their goal? Like, what is it? I've got it. I've accomplished it. What's next? And you have this deflating of like, I don't know what it is. And now we're talking about something about true desire. I've written in my book about something about the keys to success. I believe the keys to success are communication, consistency, desire, but the real one is keeping the desire. Now, you all have a desire, you know, it is the real test. And when I'm saying keeping the desire, if you think about it, it's just kind of like in losing weight. You set a goal. You stay on track to that and you lose weight, right? And you lose weight to go to the reunion or to get into your skinny jeans or to go to something. Usually that's what it is. And there are quick fixes to get there. But it is a goal and you reach it. But when you reach the goal, it doesn't keep you on. You celebrate it. And sometimes you celebrate it with saying, hey, man, the reunion's over. Let's go have a big pizza. That's not really where you want to be. Okay? Because the reason is if you never saw yourself at that weight for the rest of your life, it didn't become a lifestyle. I take it just like business and success. Success is the same to reach. And if you don't believe you should be there or you're that person or you can't make it your new normal of success, you're going to go right back to where you were before because you never saw yourself there. So the key is what you're asking about is, first of all, if you reach your goal, do you see yourself successful to reach the next one? When you're able to keep the desire, you believe who you are, and then you're able to set a new goal that complements the goal that you've already reached. So if you lost weight, now it could be something else. I've lost weight, well, okay, now I want to get my body fat to a certain level. Okay, now I want to be in a competition. Business is the same way. When you reach that goal, you have to find the next goal that complements that goal, that keeps you having the desire. Most people, or a lot of people probably listening to Enterprise Radio today with you, Eric, really believes and has a desire they want to be more, have more, do more. There's a desire. And some of them will do it for a while until it gets difficult. Or some of them will actually reach that goal. But the next step is going to be, do you want to keep the desire? And that means you have to see it, who you are, that you believe it, that it's become your new normal. That if this is who I am as a successful person, and I won't allow myself to go back because I know the feeling I have of being a success. The true desire to win won't go away in a single achievement. It has to be redefined and keep going. There's a great movie. It was nominated, I'm sure, for an Academy Award years ago called Moneyball. And in Billy Bean, I might ruin the quote a little bit, but it hit me so hard. In that movie, he said something that I hate losing more than I love winning. And I was watching it on a DVD, and I had to stop it, and I rewind it. And I thought to myself, wait a second, is that a negative thing? But the reason I believed he said, I hate losing more than I love winning, is because he expected to win. His expectation was he's going to win. His team is better and well-defined and is prepared better than any other team. So his expectation is he's going to win. So it affects him more when he loses. It's just like our life. When you're going into something and your expectation is you're not trying it, you're not giving it out, you just won't want to reach one goal, your expectation is that you're going to win. It's easier to set the next goal to stay on track once you've reached one. But you just have to redefine it so you could keep going. And it has to be part of your lifestyle and who you are. And I can say it one more time. That is your new normal. That success level you have there is now your new normal. Not the person that was in the past, not the person that was overweight, not the person that failed before. The person that succeeded with the goal is now your new normal.
And how can anyone not get excited and motivated after hearing all that you've had to say today? We really appreciate your time spent with us here today on Enterprise Radio. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Manginelli Group as well as your books.
Absolutely. A couple things. My book is available on Amazon or my website. So Amazon at Shake It Up, Big Dreams, Bold Choices on the Road to Success. You could put Shake It Up, Daniel Manginelli, which is Manginelli. Or you could go to my website and get more information on coaching, more information on where I'm speaking, more information on anything. And that is Manginelli Group, Manginelli Group, GROUP.com. There's videos and stuff on there for free that I'd love everybody to check out.
Once again, Mr. Manginelli, we thank you for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and have a great rest of your day.
You too, Eric, and thank you so much. Have a great day.
And thank you. We have been speaking with Mr. Dan Manginelli, the founder and owner of the Manginelli Group and the author of the books Shake It Up, Bold Dreams and Big Choices on Your Road to Success, as well as Wake Up, Jumpstart the Life That You've Always Had in Mind. And for more information and for contact, simply visit ManginelliGroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.